2019 GAQ to GAC with Mr. John Bretsakis. John, how are you, sir?
Good. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well. Doing well. We're kind of lounging here in the state national booth and kind of kicking it and talking about how's the GAC going for you this year?
It's going great. I think, you know, all the attendance, the momentum that we got going, I think there's a lot of momentum out there with credit unions, with the public, and especially on the Hill. So I think it's a great time.
Right on. Any type of goal? What are your goals here this year? What do you want to achieve?
So I think our big thing with our visits is really probably data breaches, number one. We've been dealing with that out in Maryland. We've got a bill that was introduced this year in Maryland that really mirrors a lot of what we're trying to do on the federal level. But, you know, to really provide a private right of action for credit unions to recoup their reissue costs, their notification, closing, reopening of an account, but also notification side for a business entity that's breached. I think that's critical.
Yeah.
Is, you know, people have to, if there's no accountability, we're probably not going to see anything change.
Right.
So
that right.
That's a big piece of it.
Okay. Very cool. Let's talk about 2019 outlook. Speaking of, kind of segues into what's going to happen the rest of this year. I mean, what do you see as far as trends and issues?
Yeah, I think what we're going to see is the economy will be an interesting change to see what happens, how that, right? There's a lot of discussion on, is there, you know, going to be a mild recession down the road?
That's right, yeah.
Is that going to be 2020? Are people going to contract? I think there's, you know, with unemployment being so low, and, you know, when we're here in the Beltway with all the construction and everything going on, it's also an interesting discussion while we're all here talking to find out what everybody's experiencing throughout the country. So I think we've got different trends, but strength of credit unions is really strong.
I agree. I totally agree with you. And let's kind of transfer into open your eyes, because that's kind of flexing our muscle a little bit and getting our name out there. So what's your take on the Open Your Eyes campaign and where it's at right now?
Oh, thanks. Yeah, so I've been very fortunate to be a part of the committee from the beginning with it and working with incredibly talented people. And I think what is really evolved into is the really disciplined focus of, we're not trying to create a brand for a credit union, we're trying to complement. So when people hear and see about credit unions or see a credit union's communications or advertising, right, as we break down those myths and those barriers, people are thinking about your credit union. So I think it's all about our members, it's all about credit unions, and get that message out. And I think now's a great time. We saw that with the downturn, or with the, I'm sorry, the shutdown.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When they got out here, we were probably, you know, disparately impacted compared to most of the country. But the first thing that we got were about credit unions were from our legislators that were holding town halls and calling and saying, hey, John, could you come and speak? Could you bring a credit union or two about all the work that you all are doing for, you know, these government workers? And I think it's just a great example of the power of credit unions and the power of our message and the way our credit unions serve their memberships. It was a great story to tell. And again, I just think it's another piece of that momentum. And Open Your Eyes, I think, will elevate that, not just in a time of need, but to let people know credit unions are here.
Yeah, and we're being recognized for the community work that we're doing and stepping up in times like that. So
yeah.
Nationwide, it was really a great story, as you said.
Well, and it wasn't because anybody forced them to.
Right. That's what we do. That's in our DNA.
I remember you go back to 2008, and I was at BCU in Illinois, and I remember talking to our congressman back then about, you know, hey, people are contracting with credit. You know, banks aren't lending. And we were like, credit unions are. Credit unions are there. People are using credit unions. Credit unions have been there for their members.
I remember that was the big message. Hey, yeah. We're still lending. We're still here. Yeah. So very cool stuff. Hiking the Hill. I assume you're hiking the Hill Wednesday, Thursday.
Yes.
I'm curious to find out, like, what's your message when you go up there? Because those folks up there, they're being pulled in 100 different directions. What message do you provide out there that will kind of stick, that will make them remember who we are, and when issues come up, oh, we got to think about the credit union folks. So what do you say up there?
Well, the good news is our credit unions have been involved and engaged with politically. I think just with our proximity helps. So our continued message is we're serving our communities, and we're doing it the right way, and we're doing it in a way that's all about the member and all about the consumer. And I think that's the message we bring, which is why we talk about data breach, that data breach issues aren't about the credit unions, it's about consumers. And if you're going to protect consumers' data, then make people accountable. And as sad as it is, until you're held accountable, and they get that.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's our message. Fortunately, like probably most states, you know, the leagues are continually involved with meeting with your congressmen and women, getting out there, talking about what you're doing in the community. And that's a big piece of that.
And there's a lot of new faces up there this time around, too, because every 2 years, every 4 years, right. we get some new faces up there.
Yep.
Do you feel, I mean, how do you, when you kind of re-educate people on credit unions, because not a lot of them are too aware of us. They may know who we are, but they, so what do you, what's your message to those folks?
We let our credit unions tell that message. We have our credit unions tell the message of, so here's, you know, folks that are in their communities that they represent, talk about what they've done. If that's if they don't know about them.
Right.
So most, at least we have one new representative in Congress, and he's very familiar with credit unions, sat down and talked with our credit unions before the election. So I think as you see that kind of in a lot of areas, you see a lot of credit unions, a lot of leagues, you know, we're all out talking the message, but the real message comes from the credit unions.
I agree.
I think that's a great message to end on, John. Thank you so much, Matt.